Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here we go on a Friday, hour number two, Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. At Zach Gelb on Twitter and Instagram, ZACHGELB. You could always hit us up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. So I got to talk right now about Ben Cleveland. He is an offensive lineman for now the Baltimore Ravens. And I guess this came up today. I don't know the origins of it, but I found out that he has ate a squirrel in his life. Let's listen up to the audio.
You know, it's one of those things. I don't know if it was a specific diet. It's more so one of those things where, you know, you eat what you got in the freezer from the fall. So, you know, had a few squirrels freeze-dried in there. So, you know, get a little hungry. Ain't got no deer meat left. Fry up a squirrel or two and, you know, just go eat that.
That's disgusting. I can't imagine a squirrel tasting good. And my biggest takeaway from that, too, can you imagine just having a few dead squirrels frozen in your freezer? That's got to be, every time you open up the freezer, that's got to be nasty. You got your pistachio ice cream. You got, what else? What else do you put in the freezer there, Trace? What else
some
is in your freezer?
Some deer meat, obviously. Yeah, some burgers.
Some burgers, yeah. Some steak. Oh, yeah. And then I got about 8 squirrels in there. Oh, I got a dozen squirrels. Ugh. Disgusting. How much money would it take to eat a squirrel? How much money would I have to pay you? And let me remind people that are new to this program. Ryan Trace Hickey is the worst eater. If the guy could have 2 meals for the rest of his life, it'd be chicken fingers and fries would be one meal, and the next meal would just be a bowl of pasta. That's it. You don't try anything. He won't try escargot. He won't try calamari. Like, things that are really great, he will not eat. Right? If those are the 2 meals you get after the rest of your life, chicken fingers and fries and probably a bowl of pasta.
I put peanut butter and jelly in there. Probably okay. Over the pasta.
I'll get to your peanut butter and jelly take in just a second because you had another horrible take today on Twitter.
It was accurate.
No, sorry.
Accurate.
See, your food takes, nothing's accurate about your food takes. But I will say you probably don't, well, that's not true. I was going to say you don't have any stomach aches. You did miss one show because you got a little bit bold and you put some chicken in your pasta. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And then you ended up having food poisoning. How much money would it take for me to give you? How much money I have to give you for you to eat a squirrel?
5 bills.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a lot. I mean,
$500?
Yeah.
That's it? Wow.
Not a lot of meat there. I mean, the squirrels are small.
Now, hold on.
I don't know where he's eating the meat from either.
I mean, I would actually pay, I think, five. I don't know where we would get a squirrel.
Well, that's the thing.
Hey, Trace, go get a squirrel.
I have plenty in my backyard. I don't know how we'd. I'm not going to be the one, let's say, to go get the squirrel.
Yeah, and we don't want PETA on our ass.
No, absolutely. No,
PETA King.
Maybe some restaurants. I mean, listen, we're in New York City, the melting pot. Maybe. One restaurant.
I don't think you go to any restaurant in New York City and get squirrel.
Maybe we'll go hang out with Ben Cleveland. We'll go down to Baltimore, do a show there. We'll hang out with Ben. Maybe he'll take us hunting, and we'll do it ourselves.
I would not want to go hunting. I don't know about you. I would have no interest of ever going hunting.
I don't think I have the patience for it.
So I won't mention this guy's name, but he's someone that I'm friendly with. I see him at the Super Bowl each and every year. They put the best Super Bowl party each and every year. I just don't know if he wants me to mention his name when it comes to this. He has invited me before, and I love this guy. You know, I've known him for like 7-8 years. Tremendous human being. Knows everything about food. Anytime I'm in a city that I've never been to before, I hit him up and I go, need a recommendation. And right away, not only does he have one recommendation, he has a laundry list, a shopping list of food places to go to. He goes, you got to come down and go hunting with me. And he showed me another, I don't know if he does this to everyone at Radio Row, but he showed me another radio host that actually did fly out there, flew out there and went hunting with him. He lives in Texas. And the hunting videos, I was mortified by them. I said, I could not do that to an animal personally. Like, I'll sit down, I'll have a steak, I won't think twice. But I would not be the one that would be able to kill the animal. I just couldn't do it. Like, just for fun? That's because I'm an East Coaster, Northeast guy. I did not grow up in that environment. I can't imagine myself going hunting.
What were they hunting? Deer or something else?
Like, all different types of animals.
It's Texas, you know, you can get a lot
pigs,
of...
Pigs, deer.
Pigs are interesting.
Like a bunch of different animals. I could not do that, though. But a squirrel. It's got to be tough to kill a squirrel, right? I don't know about you. When I went to college, Temple has wild squirrels. They would sit in the garbage cans. They have flying squirrels, pretty much, at Temple University. They would sit in the garbage can. I'll never forget this. I was throwing out, I had some Chinese food. And I went to the trash can to go throw out the Chinese food. I opened up the trash can. Out of nowhere, squirrel flies right out of the trash can. I'm telling you, these squirrels at Temple are nuts. I've never seen squirrels like that. And like, they lurk to try to get people's food on Leah Chorus Walk, which is the big walkway where they have all the food spots and everything. But only $500 for you to eat a squirrel?
Yeah, I feel like it's not, you know, it's not a, I mean.
Listen. I don't think you're putting it down, to be honest with you. If you're squirming over trying to have escargot and calamari, I don't think you'd be able to even take a bite out of the squirrel.
When it comes to meat, I personally feel like we won't be able to taste the difference too much. Like, I mean, you heard Ben Cleveland, he's frying it up.
You're telling me if I take you to Peter Luger and get you porterhouse steak.
I mean, obviously, okay.
You're going to think that's going to be like the same as a squirrel?
No.
Give me a break.
I don't think it's going to taste... I'm trusting that it won't taste
awful. I've had deer before. Deer, fine. Venison, fine.
Did it taste wildly different than most meat that you had?
Yeah, you knew it was different, but it was good. Now, am I running to eat deer each and every night? No. Carson Wentz, by the way, when he was in New Jersey, he would hunt deer. He was a big deer eater. Loved eating deer. Now, I'm sure he could do that he could do enough hunting in Indianapolis, too. But anyway, I think a squirrel would taste horrible. And probably, I guess exotic, yeah, is the right word. What are some other exotic foods that you've ever tried? Have you try anything crazy?
No. Like, I don't even know what
you... You have tried alligator, though, right?
No, I haven't. I would.
Alligator's actually good. Alligator, to me, just tastes like chewy chicken on it, like squishy chicken.
The texture for me would probably... I'll try it.
I can't see you eating squirrel. I really can't.
I try. Put it on a plate, $500, I'd do it.
Now, I'm stunned that it was this easy to get you to
commit
to this.
I told you, I am not, like, I am willing to try things. It's just,
but you
don't
try anything.
But I don't go out of my way. I don't walk down the street saying, all right, let me find something I would never.
So if I take you to an Italian restaurant, you would order fried calamari if you see it on the menu.
Well, I don't like it. I've had it before. I'm not a fan.
Really?
It's not like I haven't tried.
You're a horrible human being. You're a horrible
human being. Big difference between not trying and not eating.
So you see, next time you're out with your family, let's just say, you see escargot on the menu, will you try it?
Yeah, I mean, if I even know how to spell it, I couldn't even spell it for you. Escharg.
No, I'm pretty sure escargot. Now,
I feel like that's a word that's not spelled like it sounds.
I think I know how to spell it, but I always have to type things out or write things out before I spell it. So I have to type in the letters here. I'm not.
No, you're.
I'm doing this.
I'm
doing this on my notepad here, as you just see. Escargot, I'm pretty sure, is escargot.
Oh, okay. I'm right. Of course, there's a T at the end.
I said escargot.
Escargot.
I think that's the case. I'm pretty sure it's escargot. Now let's see if I'm right. Dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I am right. Escargot. So if that's on the menu next time you're at a restaurant, would you order it?
Sure. I'll keep my eye out for it.
Nah, that's a no. You won't have the courage to actually do that. You're trying to be a radio tough guy right now.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you.
Like, I'm being legitimate. I'm being real with you. I'll tell you when I'm not going to try something. I will not try squirrel. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to pay me. See, but I thought your price would be a whole lot steeper. Like, $500. I give you $500
to
see you.
That doesn't seem to me like outrageous.
To see you sit in a chair. I would set the over-under 10 minutes of you just looking at the squirrel before you put the squirrel in your mouth.
You know, it's going to be cooked, I assume. I think, honestly, we won't even, yeah.
He didn't say that. You know, maybe Ben Cleveland is just downing raw squirrel.
That changes. That I'm out on, all right? I'll just say that right now.
You could probably make it taste good. I wonder if he seasons it with anything.
So I believe in the clip he said he fried it, so I'm sure you can't even taste. You know,
if you fry it, it probably tastes good.
Tastes like anything else.
Hey, get me some Chick-fil-A sauce and just dump it on there. Get me some barbecue sauce and just dump it on there. You did have a brutal food take, though.
Let's hear it, Zach. Let's hear it.
So it is getting ready for summertime.
Yes.
I'm going to the beach Memorial Day weekend.
Nice. Today felt like summer.
Going down. Oh, it did, by the way.
70, almost 75 today?
And I saw it at, the highest I saw was at 73.
Nice.
So, yeah, about 75. Now, I was roasting. They're showing Ben Cleveland right now on SportsCenter. What is this, the lead topic tonight? Ben Cleveland enjoys squirrels. Would you eat a squirrel? 855-212-4CBS. So I was on Twitter today, and I'm getting ready for the beach. And I'm not a big beach guy, by the way. Like, I like going to the beach, but I don't love going to the beach. Now, I don't mind sitting on the beach, having a few beers, having some food, and occasionally going into the ocean. I don't need to go to the beach. Like, when I go down to the shore, I would be fine golfing. I would be fine, like, going out at night. You know, in normal times, you head to the casino, all that stuff. I don't need to go to the beach. But I did see my former producer, Mike Basaglia. He tweeted out, do you like to eat food on the actual beach? And you were stunned, right? How people wouldn't answer yes to this.
Stunned.
And I agree with you on this. You have many bad food takes. But if you're going to the beach, and let's be real, going to the beach just to go to the beach isn't the greatest thing in the world. You will agree, in your later years of living, much better going to the beach than when you were younger.
See, I'm a beach guy, so you're talking to the wrong guy.
But here's why. Well, you still eat like a child anyway. When you go to the beach when you were younger, you had like an apple juice and a peanut butter sandwich or some chicken sandwich or a slice of pizza, something like that, right?
Easy to eat with your hands.
Now, the food is usually the same. When you go to a beach, too, you need a great bag of potato chips. You got to down a complete bag. Take a bag of potato chips to the face.
Easy.
But now when you get older, you have a few adult beverages. That makes the beach to me more enjoyable. If you tell me I'm going to park my rear end on a beach for 3-4 hours, you have some drinks, okay, I'm all good to go to the beach. That's fine by me. I'd rather go on a boat, though. Now, I don't own a boat. I wouldn't mind going fishing. If you have maybe a little bit of a bougie boat and you got some jet skis too, tubing. Have you ever gone water skiing, by the way?
No, not water skiing.
Yeah, I'm not good at water skiing.
I feel like that'd be kind of fun. I would
definitely tubing try is
it.
Fun.
Love tubing.
Now you
love
get wrecked tubing. When you go tubing.
100%.
Because whoever's driving the boat wants to see you fall off the tube and you face plant into the waves. It's actually kind of dangerous. It
Make
is fun,
sure
though.
Your bathing suit is tied extra tight. Well, you hit the wave the wrong way, and it's flying off.
Was there a time you lost your bathing suit in the water?
Like, not off, but it's come. Yeah, it's come down. Oh,
was
yeah.
Lolly with you or no?
No.
Just making sure.
I think, you know, I went underwater real quick.
So this question was very simple. Do you like to eat food on the actual beach? And I think it's an easy question. What, are you just going to the beach to go into the ocean and sit in the sand? No, you're going to have a party. And you got to bring some food because you don't just go to the beach for an hour. You're there for a bare minimum 4 hours at the beach. So you got to bring lunch, right? Is it a typical day at the beach? You get there early. You get your spot, right? You put your umbrella up. You got your towel. You got your chairs, all that. You bring a football and you have some fun. That's a typical day at the beach. I think you get there, what, 9 a.m., 9:30, 10 o'clock? Right? Anywhere in that area. So you got to bring some lunch. So you bring some lunch, and it's a pretty simple concept. Now, here is your response. I'm reading it right now. The replies are shocking. I didn't even think this was a question, but my answer is, of course, nothing beats sitting in a beach chair with a warm peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, I can't wait. Now, I told you this last night. I love peanut butter. I don't love jelly, which that could be a controversial food opinion. If I'm going to a beach, this is where I think you have a bad take. I'm not bringing a PB&J sandwich. I'm just not. That's your number one. My mouth is salivating. That's the food item I have to bring when I go to the beach.
Yeah. Oh, my God. PB&J is absolutely perfect for the beach.
No.
Filling.
Nope.
It's easy to eat, right in your hands, not messy, easy maintenance, easy to make, boom, bing, bang, boom, pack it up, pack it in, let's go.
No.
And you're off and running.
Chicken cutlet, bacon,
messy.
Lettuce, tomato, chipotle mayo. That's what you need when you go to a beach with a big fat bag of barbecue chips or sour cream and onion chips. That's what you get when you go to the beach. You got to have like a chicken wrap or a chicken cutlet. You know, I don't even like turkey, but you go turkey sandwich, peanut butter and jelly. To no surprise, boring Ryan Trace Hickey food when you go to a beach.
I have it every day.
Ben
two a day, every day.
Do you think Ben Cleveland brings a squirrel to the beach to eat?
Maybe.
You think he's killing seagulls and then just eating the seagulls live right there?
Venison sandwich?
Ugh. Ugh. Venison, fine. Squirrels? I would love to know. I'm sure someone out there has ate a squirrel before. What does squirrel taste like? Do you enjoy squirrel? 855-212-4CBS. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Brian Finneran going to join us in about an hour and 5 minutes from now. We'll talk to him, the former Falcons wide receiver, if he believes Julio Jones is going to get traded. When we come on back, an NFL player had a pretty big take on Amari Cooper. Do the Cowboys have a big decision to make? We talk about it next. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Ben Cleveland loves to devour squirrels of the Baltimore Ravens. Got a lot of responses here. Now, I don't think I would eat a squirrel. Ryan Trace Hickey said $500 to eat a squirrel. People think you're crazy. Like, I'm crazy, too. That I'd even give you $500. A lot of people are coming to the defense of the squirrel. Now, are you familiar with Zach in Wisconsin? He was a big character on the Weekend Overnight Show. I don't know if I mentioned Zach in Wisconsin as of late, but do you know Zach in Wisconsin?
I have not heard his name, no, but I will learn about Zach in Wisconsin.
So Zach in Wisconsin is a 4-time grilled cheese champion, and he created the Zach Gelb Show grilled cheese.
Wow.
You want to know what the Zach Gelb Show grilled cheese is?
Wow, yeah, let's hear it.
So cracked black pepper, white cheddar cheese with crumbled bacon on sourdough. Very simple. It's the official grilled cheese of the Zach Gelb Show.
That's pretty good.
Now, if you want to take a look, he once made it. I never got to taste it because I haven't gone out to Wisconsin yet. It looks pretty good, though, right?
Looks pretty good.
So he's like our food connoisseur, right? He's our food expert. He said, how about a squirrel with grilled cheese?
Huh.
Yeah, I'd probably need a lot of cheese on the squirrel if I'm going to eat it. He says to me, and this is, Zach should know me better here. Dude, it's like rabbit. Ever have rabbit? No, I have not had rabbit. I'm from New York. Come on. Brian Briskowitz says, squirrel is the most plain meat you could eat from the wild. Fry it like buffalo wings is good. One squirrel and some taters is plenty for a meal. And if I'm having squirrel, I'm not eating squirrel plain. You got to put a bunch of hot sauce or a bunch of some sort of sauce on it. Man of Steel on Twitter says, bro, I don't hunt or eat squirrel. I tried it, though, and it's far better than venison. In fact, it's pretty good. How about LaRon H. Taylor? Oh, this is our guy Jameson, not the caller Jameson, the tweeter Jameson, who, by the way, he's a chef. Bakes a bunch of cookies, a baker. Didn't get my cookies yet, though. He told me he's going to send me some. He said he had fugu in China. That's where the fish is alive on a plate when you eat it. Could you do that? Do you think you could do that,
no,
Trace?
No, absolutely not. No amount of money. I'm out.
I don't think it's how much money. I think it'd be how many drinks have you had.
No way. Live fish, I am
You're
out.
Telling me if I give you 8 shots?
No. There is nothing liquor-wise that could... Unless I'm literally unconscious, maybe you could force down my throat.
Now, how about this? Jameson also said, I'll get you a peanut butter and jelly burger at the beach. That sounds disgusting.
Ooh, I'm in.
Peanut butter and jelly on a burger?
That I would try. There's
if
a
you
peanut
need to
butter
put
burger,
peanut butter
fire.
Or jelly on a burger, your burger's just not
You never
good.
Had peanut butter on a burger?
No.
Oh, peanut butter and bacon on a burger is delicious.
No, I'm sorry. Sounds terrible. And Brian Briskowitz again. Squirrel and gravy is another top choice. It's plain meat that tastes like whatever you put it in. So it just tastes like regular meat, I guess, right? Hey, did you tell me it just tastes like a burger, right? Or something like that, like a steak? Probably a little bit chewy, you would imagine?
Probably more bland than probably a burger or steak, I'd guess.
Now, to be fair, I also shouldn't criticize something until I try it. Because that is a pet peeve of mine, and I just violated one of my pet peeves. I cannot imagine, though, me enjoying squirrel. I'll probably eat it once and go, okay, it's decent. But I'm not going to have it again. Who's in the newsroom tonight? You know who's cutting up tape tonight?
Matthew Essig.
Oh, Matt Essig. He's in my good graces these days. I lost my ID last week.
Good thing.
He found it on the floor somewhere in the station, put it in the mailbox, all that. Imagine if I told Essig, hey, can you go find me some squirrel? You think they sell squirrel anywhere in the city? It's New York. Melting pot. You got to have some squirrel, right? Somewhere.
I will look it up here. Let's see.
Yeah, go see if any restaurant in New York City will cook up squirrel for you. Chris in Charlotte, 855-212-4CBS, next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Chris, have you ever had squirrel before?
Yes, I have. I hunt them and everything. They're really good.
What does it taste like?
So the best way for me to describe it is from what I have heard people say it tastes like. Now, for me, it just tastes like squirrel. And that's because it doesn't taste like any other really meat out there or anything. It's just it's got its own flavor. And as I was telling your guy earlier, it absorbs flavors very well. I cook mine on the smoker. I slow cook them and everything, season them up. I brine them for about 12 hours in a salt solution before I stick them on the smoker to help them get tender. And then I smoke them for about 2 hours or so. And they come out real good. Meat falls off the bone. It's good. It's tender. I have tried frying them before. And what I have learned with frying them is the younger the squirrel, the softer the meat will be. But the older the squirrel, the tougher the meat will be. So I don't fry them anymore because of that.
How do you know how young or old the squirrel is? Can you just tell when you kill the squirrel?
You can tell by how big it is. You can tell when you kill it and how big it is. So, you know, if it's smaller and it doesn't have as much muscle in its back legs, that's definitely a younger squirrel. Whereas if it's got bigger and its back legs are huge, that's an older squirrel.
Now, I'm very intrigued by this. When you say that you season it, like what's the seasoning that you put on the squirrel? What's your go-to?
First one I go to when I brine it, it's just a bunch of salt, garlic pepper, or garlic powder, black pepper, those type of seasonings, onion powder. And I just let it sit in that for about 12 hours. And then from there, I'll take it and then I'll put a barbecue rub on top of it. And then I'll set it in the smoker at a low temp and I'll let it sit there for about a half hour. And then I'll put it in foil and I'll put some type of liquid inside of the foil. And then I'll wrap it up with a chopped up onion on top of it. And then I'll let it sit there for about another 2 hours. And when you take it off, it's tender. I did this at the Super Bowl party this past year.
Wow.
And I had a couple people over and they, I got four of them to try it. One who has had squirrel before, she liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two was my brother and two of my friends. And they said, this is the best thing here tonight.
Wow.
And then
forget the burgers, forget the steak, forget all like the rice and beans and everything. The best thing
was forget all that. It was this right here is the best thing here tonight.
Wow. Yeah. How about that?
It's one of those things that they're really good. I mean, I was shocked even the first time I had it how good they were. But
let me ask you this.
Tasty.
When you kill a squirrel, you just shoot at the squirrel or take me through that process. Is it that simple?
So
how do you go squirrel hunting?
So when you go squirrel hunting, I mean, you're going to go out into the woods. You want to be camouflaged and you want to be quiet because they're not like your neighborhood squirrels where they just kind of walk up to you. I mean, they are a lot more cautious out there in the wild than they are in there. So you want to go approach it like you would any type of deer hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to look for on tree stumps or around the area, chewed up acorns or walnuts or hickory nuts, whatever.
Set a little trap.
Find, and then you basically what you do is you just kind of sit out there and you look for their nest in the trees, and then you just kind of wait for them. And as the forest settles down in the woods, they slowly come out. And then I use just a simple pellet rifle to hit them and take them out quickly, and then take them home and clean them.
There you go. All right, Chris, we appreciate it. You're our official squirrel expert of the Zach Gelb Show, Chris in Charlotte. I will say, Trace, after what he just described, I bet you doesn't taste that bad. That was a quick 180 by yours truly.
I still like $500 from you to try it. Thank you.
I don't know. Your price after that phone call may be going down. $100, you try some squirrel?
Easy.
Is there any squirrel in New York City? Did you find anything?
So there's a game farm in New Jersey. Didn't specifically say squirrel. So I couldn't find anything that there was some exotic places also in Union Square. They said you could get exotic meats, but they don't really specify.
Oh, let's be real. I've never seen on a menu in New York or New Jersey or Philadelphia or Boston, all places that I've been to and have been to a lot. Hey, come get some squirrel. I've never seen that. But Essig, hey, when you're done cutting up that audio, go find us some squirrel. Maybe we'll send Essig out on the streets to go get us some squirrel.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
That was the quarterback of the Bears. Should be QB1, Justin Fields. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I really hope he's starting week one. Like, if you're the Bears, you're just delaying the inevitable. I don't see why you would start Andy Dalton. And I understand trying to coddle a young quarterback. I do find it comical. And you're kind of in this camp, Trace. Now, I know that you believe that Justin Fields should be starting week one. But with a lot of these quarterbacks, you're like, coddle for most of them. We never talk about that for any other position. Wide receivers, we don't coddle. Cornerbacks, we don't coddle. Defensive linemen, we don't coddle. Which, they could also be players that get put on the field maybe, quote-unquote, in your crazy thinking, way too early, and then their confidence could be ruined. Now, I know what you're going to say. Oh, the magnitude of the quarterback getting ruined is a lot greater than the defensive lineman. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I understand that. I do, because it affects so many. It affects one total side of the ball. But you do think that Justin Fields should be starting week one. Absolutely, 100%?
100%, as I love to say.
Where's your confidence level? Not in that he will be starting week one, but that the Bears are going to do the right thing.
Oh, boy.
Like, if it's up to Justin Fields, for example, if Justin Fields, and I don't know what the there's going to be three preseason games. We think that's going to be the case. If Justin Fields, though, plays well in the three preseason games, and if you hear positive reports about him in training camp, honestly, it's really a whole lot of nothing. I don't think there's going to be a lot that Justin Fields could show in the next few months that make the Bears go, wow. Like, oh my goodness gracious, we found out something else. They know what quarterback they're getting. They traded up to go get this guy. They gave away a future first and other picks. They think he's going to be a really damn good quarterback. If they're not starting Justin Fields come week one, and I think it goes both ways, I don't think he's going to show you anything in the next few months that makes you say, wow, like, we got to start in week one. I don't think he's going to show you anything where it's, oh, yeah, we can't start in week one. Your opinion of what he is right now is not going to change that drastically over the summer in the next few months. And quite frankly, if I was running the Bears, I don't even know if I'd do a competition. I think I would say, sorry, Andy Dalton, we paid you $10 million. Zip your lips, shut your mouth, sit on the bench, and get this kid ready. Justin Fields is the future. Justin Fields is my golden ticket. Justin Fields is going to save my job. And I would play Justin Fields come week one, and I wouldn't even think about it. Because your fans want to see him on the field week one. And let's be real, the players in the locker room also want to see him on the field come week one. And you know what I kind of would hope would happen? This would actually be fun. Where, all right, let's say he plays well in preseason. And he's impressing people in training camp. Imagine they don't start in week one. The defense that already hates the offense is going to hate the offense even more. Because last year they knew that Nick Foles wasn't the answer. They knew that Mitch Trubisky wasn't the answer. Now you have a guy that you could legitimately believe in will be the answer, will be the guy, is a highly thought of quarterback. At one point was projected to be the second quarterback off the board. He ended up being the fourth quarterback off the board. That's where this thing can get ugly. And I wonder how long into the season it's going to take the Bears to realize, oh, yeah, we have to play Justin Fields. Because if you start Andy Dalton, how long is Andy Dalton actually going to be the starting quarterback? We'll tell you that in just a second when we do look at the Bears' schedule. So, Trace, where's your confidence level? We're both in agreement here that he should start week one. When we get into the Bears' thinking, where's your confidence level where they make a lot of bad decisions that Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy will actually put him on the field come week one?
45%.
Okay, so basically a coin flip.
Yes, but I would trend more towards no than yes. I don't trust them to do the right thing.
And they're giving us mixed signals already. One week, it's whoever's the best quarterback's going to play. And then you read some other things. Oh, they're going to be patient in their process. It's a lot of mixed signals. Once again, if I'm running the Bears, I'm not even hesitating. Justin Fields on the field week one. That's a tongue twister, by the way. All righty. So I'll give you the Bears schedule. Let's just say they go with Andy Dalton. They start the season off up against the Rams. Then you have the Bengals. Then you're at the Browns and the Lions. So let's say they lose to the Rams. They beat the Bengals. They lose to the Browns. And then they beat the Lions. You know, they could go 2-2. Do I think they're going to start the year off 3-1 with Andy Dalton? No. You're looking at either 2-2 or 1-3. Then after that, what happens if they go 0-4? I would hand the baton over. Even if you're 1-3, I would hand the baton over. Because you know who your opponent is on October 10th? You're going up against the Raiders. Good offense, horrible defense, though. Then after that, you got, and here's where the schedule gets tricky. So let's play it this way. Andy Dalton comes out onto the field and is just firing. He's clicking on all cylinders. Rams, Bengals, Browns, Lions, Raiders. Here's their schedule leading up to the bye. Green Bay, Tampa, 49ers, and the Steelers. So by mid-November at the latest, if they want to be as patient as possible, you won't be able to justify keeping Justin Fields on the sidelines because you have a bye week, and then coming out of the bye, you do go up against Baltimore, but at that point, it's November 21st. Get his butt on the field. And to wrap up the season, they have the Lions, the Cardinals, the Packers, the Vikings, the Seahawks, the Giants, and the Vikings. Here's why, if you start Andy Dalton week one, the earliest I could see him getting on the field, if let's just assume that injuries don't play a factor in here and that Dalton's healthy, he's just not good, I would say the Raiders October 10th. Or maybe even the Lions. They could go the Lions, actually, October 3rd. Now, Trace, if they start Dalton come week one, bare minimum to you, how many games do you think Andy Dalton gets as the quarterback? Remember, this is the same franchise last year that they let Mitch Trubisky, and they were 2-0, and in the middle part of the third game, that's where they pulled Mitch Trubisky for Nick Foles. So if Dalton is the guy week one, if let's say Nagy and Pace projectile vomit on themselves again, and they go with Andy Dalton and delaying the inevitable, how many games would you expect at a bare minimum that we see Andy Dalton before they even think about pulling the plug?
I'd say bare minimum 4.
Okay, so that means he gets the Rams, the Bengals, the Browns, the Lions, and then that Raiders game.
Yes, I think that's a good target.
Maybe the earliest, if they're 0-3 and it's really bad, you could start in the Lions. You give your quarterback the Lions and the Raiders, those defenses aren't going to keep you up late at night. So maybe it's earlier than what we think. Maybe it's earlier than what we think if Andy Dalton is the guy come week one. Because we were talking about this before the show. We're like, all right, at the absolute latest, it's the bye week. But that's already in the middle of November. Come on, guys. Like, just do the right thing. You know, I try to say that in life. Just do the right thing. You know when your parents are a little bit concerned about a decision you may make when they send you away to college? Just do the right thing is the talk that you get. So I'll give that talk. I'll be the parent here to the Ryan Pace and also, or I'll be the marriage counselor to the relationship that is Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. Guys, do the right thing. Start Justin Fields come week one. Now, when we look at the Patriots, you think Mac Jones should be starting come week one, correct, Amundo?
Yes.
All right. I think he should be too. I don't think he will be. Do you think Mac Jones will be starting come week one?
I do.
Ooh.
I do.
Okay. I don't think he will. If Cam is starting week one, and I think Bill will be a lot more patient than the Bears because Bill's job is not in jeopardy. Hot take right there. I know. Big hot take on a Friday. You know, I'm getting a little bit crazy on this Friday. Dolphins at the Jets. Listen, if Cam is starting come week one, I really don't know, unless if Cam gets hurt or he's just so terrible. The Patriots schedule early on, like get to mid-November, it's not that difficult. Dolphins at the Jets, Saints, Bucks. Bucks are tough. At the Texans, Cowboys, Jets, at the Chargers, at the Panthers. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win all those games. The only game, though, that you're really shaking in your boots for September, October, and then the first week of November is Tampa Bay, right? The Dolphins, they beat week one last year. The Jets have a rookie quarterback who's supposed to be good. The Saints, we don't know what Jameis Winston's going to be. The Buccaneers, tough. The Texans stink. The Cowboys have no defense. You get the Jets again. All right, the Chargers, Herbert. I think they're going to be a good team. But the Chargers sometimes have stinkers. We know that. And then you're at Carolina, who has a lot of offensive talent. We got to see what the defense is. If Cam is the starting quarterback come week one, even though you don't think he should be and you don't think he will be, you do see probably Cam, as long as he's healthy, being on the field at least through that Carolina game, right?
Yes, yes.
Because that schedule, it's not murderer's row.
No, it is not.
After that, you want to hear the rest of the schedule? Cleveland, at Atlanta, Tennessee, at the Bills, at the Colts, Bills again, Jaguars, at the Dolphins. You know, you have a lot of playoff teams from a year ago on that schedule, but when you look at that schedule, if you're someone like me that's arguing that the Patriots are going to be the seventh seed, they're going to be a wild card team, you could see a path to the playoffs. That schedule is not really tough when I look at it. Like the Bills, okay, you get them twice, but the division games, and the Bills are really good. Cleveland, really good team. Buccaneers, a great team. Other than that, you have a lot of teams that we could talk ourselves into them being good, like Tennessee and the Colts. Dolphins, Cowboys, Saints, like those teams that could be good, but they also may take a step back this year. We'll take a timeout. We come on back. An offensive lineman ate a squirrel. We'll talk about that next, and Ryan Hickey has another bad food take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.